Hey folks, Ted Astrogatto here and back with another episode of the Planet LP podcast. For a couple of months now, my wife has been listening to a lot of Sade. I mean, it's a daily thing, or so it seems to me. I like the band and the singer. You know that Sade is the name of the band, right? Well, if you don't, you do now. The band originally became Sade in 1982, and they've never broke up. It's 2026 as I'm recording this. That's about 44 years. The lineup, also unchanged since 1982, is Sade Adu on vocals, Stuart Matthewman on sax and guitar, Andrew Hale on keyboard, and Paul Denman on bass. Where's the drummer? The band has no drummer? No, they have drummers, but they've used a rotating number of studio drummers since 1986. And if you look at their discography for being together for 44 years, it's pretty small, only six albums. They had Diamond Life, came out in 84 in England, and then was released in the United States in 1985. Something that I did note in my conversation that's coming up, but I'm going to note it here. Promise comes out in 1985 as well. So Sade had a kind of twofer in the United States with two albums coming out the same year. Stronger Than Pride comes out in 88, Love Deluxe in 92, Lover's Rock in 2000, and Soldier of Love 2010. And then there was the song that came out in 2024 called Young Lion, which is about Sade Adu's son. And that's on an album called Transa. That's not by the group. That's just by the singer herself doing the song for her son. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, you know I like talking to music fans. But you also know that I tend to focus on rock and alternative rock. And since this podcast is called Planet LP, I thought I'd broaden my musical horizons a bit and talk about the sophistopop that is Sade. And talk about that I will with my wife, Julie. So here we go. Hey there, folks. I'm going to be honest with you for a moment. Sometimes, even for a music aficionado like myself, I want somebody else to drive, to take the wheel, to just play something that's interesting. I get tired of curating playlists. Ah, that's a confession. But I think I have found the station that does just that. That is, I can let them take the wheel. It's Steve Fox's Old School at stevefoxoldschool.com. Well, what are you going to get if you go to Steve Fox's Old School? You're going to get classic soul from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. You're going to get some tasteful R&B. You're going to get some of those classic hip-hop tracks and some surprising disco numbers that make you want to say, this sounds great. So let Steve Fox's Old School take the wheel, whether it's a party or you're at work or you're just working in the backyard and just want some me time and a good soundtrack to take you through the day. It's Steve Fox's Old School at stevefoxoldschool.com. They are a proud sponsor of the Planet LP podcast, and you can get them on TuneIn Radio or at their website, stevefoxoldschool.com.
Steve Fox's Old School.
Well, here we go. Here with the wife. Julie, the wife.
The wife.
Here with my wife.
Yeah, it's better.
Julie, how are you, honey?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm great. So we're going to talk a little bit about Sade's music. As I noted in the introduction, you've been listening to this music like every day almost. It's kind of your go-to for the past few months. When I come through the door after work, I seem to always hear Sade, which is good cooking music? I don't know.
Well, so what happens is I ask, what's her name? The device.
Oh, yes, it starts with an S.
Downstairs, I'll say, play some music, and she'll start playing some music, and then she'll start playing something that I don't like, and so I go back to my go-to safe space.
Got it.
And if I just ask for Sade, I know I'm going to hear music that I like, and it's pleasant to cook too. I enjoy it.
Okay, so I met you in 1987 mm-hmm. in college. Mm-hmm. And when we first started going out, you did say that you really liked Diamond Life. That was one of your go-to albums. So first question really is what was the song that grabbed you? Was it Smooth Operator? Was it something else?
You know, that's been a really long time.
Yes, it has.
So it's hard to say. I will tell you that the first time I heard Sade, I was at a party, a college party at UOP, not at UOP, but a bunch of UOP students in Stockton, where I'm from.
So UOP stands for?
University of the Pacific.
Just in case there's people listening outside of California,
exactly,
you never know.
They don't know.
Outside the Bay Area.
Exactly. Yeah. They might not know. So I was at a college party, and someone had bought the CD and was playing it. And I just remember it being the big conversation. Do you love her? She's fabulous. She pronounces her name. It's spelled Sade, but she pronounces it Sade. Oh. And we were all just enraptured.
You have the original CD that you bought back in the 80s.
I probably didn't buy that until we bought a CD player. I probably had the cassette.
Oh, okay. But if you look on the CD, it says how to pronounce her name.
And it has an R.
An R. It says Sade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play a clip from her explaining how to say her name.
Oh, I could have been called Sade, and I was called Sade. Sade, really. But in England, everybody goes Sade. In America, people tend to go Sade.
There's an R, but it's so soft.
It's a very soft R, and I apologize in advance because I learned from the album cover. So if I happen to say Sade, please forgive me.
As she said in that clip, Sade, if you say it in America.
Yeah.
Sade. Because, yeah. Then blame the label, right?
Blame the label for putting it on the front of the album and all of us walking around that party in 1984 saying Sade.
Yeah. So Smooth Operator was probably pretty popular then. I'm guessing it got a lot of airplay. And
it did. I think Your Love is King probably got more at that point, but I couldn't swear. And it's actually, I don't think it was 1984. I think it was 1985. It was that album.
So it really wasn't one song. It was just that you're at this party. You're like, this is really good music. I really like it.
And then I scooted myself over to Tower Records and bought the cassette and listened to it in my car just listened to it over and over because I loved it so much. Made me feel cool. I felt cool listening to it.
Well, I call her music sophistopop. Does that pretty much encapsulate what that kind of is?
Yeah, what I look for in a Sade song is I want to feel like I'm at a cool jazz club with a drink in my hand. And there was a time when I would have said maybe a cigarette.
Mm.
And just kind of that, I don't necessarily want to be smoking it, but I like that hazy vibe of just relaxing and listening to some cool jazzy,
pop.
Not jazz, but jazzy pop. Yeah.
So, as you can see, the title of this episode is Sade, or Sade, sophisticated, soulful, and timeless.
And timeless.
Do you feel that kind of encapsulates her music? I mean, there is a sophistication to it, at least a vibe to it that feels...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel, like I said, I feel cool. I feel, or especially back in 85, I felt cool and sophisticated when I listened to it, so...
Compared to the culture of Stockton at the time.
Yeah, and a lot of kids are listening to metal bands and stuff like that.
Right.
And I had not yet really been introduced to the music that I came to love being alternative music.
Mm-hmm.
So this was pre that, but, you know, I'm not listening to Corey Hart or...
Corey Hart!
Don't get me wrong, I love my sunglasses at night.
Did you? Okay, all right.
I loved my Tears for Fears and all the pop songs that were on.
Yeah,
But this made me feel like, okay, I know something that most, not everybody knows.
Okay, now let's flash forward to 2026. Now, it's your daily listen, as you said.
Yeah, I listen to it a little bit every day, at least.
You bark out to the person whose name starts with an S, and you say, play some Sade. What is it about this music that makes you want to return to it so consistently? Is it because it creates a mood?
Yeah, I just, like I said, I just like the vibe of it. It just makes me feel calm and relaxed. And once in a while, when I have the car with all the interface, sometimes I listen to it in the car.
Oh, with CarPlay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you listen to full-on albums, or are you listening to, like, just play a mix of it, play a playlist?
Yeah, I just say play Sade.
Okay.
For this podcast episode, I listened to all of the albums in their entirety. But I don't know that I've ever sat down and done that before.
So let's get to those one songs.
All right.
One song per album. Okay. I asked you to pick what you thought was the standout track. I mean, you could pick the hits. It doesn't matter. Whichever one that moves you. So we're going to start with 1984's Diamond Life. That's with Smooth Operator, Your Love is King, Cherry Pie. Great album.
Great album.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, and I thought for this episode, I would look through her discography and select my favorite songs. And then I would go back and listen to all of the albums and see if any of them changed. Spoiler alert, not much changed. They pretty much stayed the same, although I could mention other songs that I liked.
Let's go with the one song, one album. What is the one that you like?
Okay. So on Diamond Life, it's When Am I Gonna Make a Living?
Okay.
That was the one that I was come back to.
It's underneath us here. Yeah.
And I really enjoy it.
What is it about it? I mean, it's not really a hit, but I mean, it's just something about it.
You're going to get so tired of me saying that. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe.
It's got kind of makes me want to sway back and forth and shimmy my shoulders a little bit, maybe move my hips and just enjoy it.
Okay. You know, for the style of the music that is on this record, I would say this is one of the more upbeat songs.
Yeah.
Because it's got a little bit more of a faster tempo than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But is there a part of this song that you think, yeah, that's, I like this part? Or is it just the whole thing?
Just the whole thing.
Okay. So there it is. When am I going to make a living? I think that's how we all feel at one point in our lives, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a good one.
All right.
So now we're going to flash forward to her next album, which I want to say her. It's their next album because this is a group.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it kind of confusing because her image is on all the album covers. None of the other band members are on the front of the album cover.
Right.
So you think, oh, it's just a solo artist.
Right.
And because her name is Sade Adu.
Right.
It's confusing.
It's confusing.
I guess it's like Van Halen in a way. You would think it's some person named Van Halen, and there are two people named Van Halen. But
yeah.
So this is the next album is Promise. It came out in 1985, a year after Diamond Life. And this one had some good songs on it. It had Sweetest Taboo, which love the drum part on that.
Yeah.
I think it's great. But Is It a Crime was on there. What else was, I believe, well, those are the ones that I know the most.
Yeah.
The hits.
And Sweetest Taboo was my runner-up, but my favorite is Maureen.
Maureen.
Maureen, the last.
The last track.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. And for this one, like the others, it's the vibe, but also I just like the story behind it. And the lyrics, which is not always the case, that's important to me. But this one was her best friend from her childhood or teenage years, who has died.
Oh.
And it's been a couple of years, so she's not in that grief. She's just remembering their happy, fun times that they had. And there's the one line where she says, you are a souped-up car in a rented go-kart town. And I just like that.
A rent-a-go-kart town. Wow.
I just feel like it's sometimes you meet that friend in your life who is that to you, and you feel like they, like, open the windows and you breathe more when they're around, and you go out and you have a great time, and I feel like that's what she's talking to. And that's what I love about that song.
That's a good one. I like that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to flash forward a little bit. She took I keep saying she.
They took a hiatus.
They, because it's the group.
Yeah.
They took a bit of a break. I guess maybe, you know, churning out a couple of albums in a short period of time takes its toll. And plus you got a tour behind it and do the videos and do all the interviews and everything like that. 1988 comes around and the album is Stronger Than Pride, which had the song Paradise, which was the hit. Nothing Can Come Between Us, and the title track too was a single.
Yeah.
Honestly, those are the ones I know. Yeah. I'm kind of a hits guy when it comes to this group. I don't really know the deep cuts very much.
I struggled with this one because I really like both Nothing Can Come Between Us and Paradise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Paradise.
Okay. Paradise it is. Yeah, this one was, I mean, got a great...
It's got that vibe.
It's got that vibe, man. You can't deny it. It's good. Like,
deny it.
You hear it and you're like, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm putting garbanzo beans in this dish. I'm cooking dinner.
No, it's a good song.
Yeah.
This one, we used to listen to a radio station backward, and I think... Yeah, we were first starting to date KKSF.
Yeah.
They played a lot of Sade back
then.
And this was definitely one of them. They played the
KKSF song.
Yeah, KKSF. It was like a smooth jazz station a little bit.
KKSF.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good song. I like this one. Anything you want to say about this song other than, boy, I like this song?
No, I don't have a backstory on this one. Okay. Just, boy, I like it.
Yeah, not even the KKSF story.
Well, told that.
That was background music.
Yeah, definitely. Good study to it.
Yeah, and we were both in school at the time, so we were doing a lot of... You couldn't have, like, I don't know, like Live 105, which was the alternative rock station, on and study. At least I couldn't. I couldn't concentrate.
And that's today, too. Like, sometimes I want to listen to something a little louder, and I just can't concentrate. Yeah. Can't do my work.
It's hard. So 1988 comes and goes. Sade goes into hibernation as they are taking longer between albums. Mm-hmm. Bing! We're in graduate school at this point.
Yeah.
And Love Deluxe comes out. This is the one with No Ordinary Love, which ended up in that movie with Demi Moore and Robert Redford and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
The heck was that called again? Do you remember?
No.
Indecent Proposal.
That's right.
I almost said 9.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And, Robert Redford paid Demi Moore $1 million to spend the night.
Yeah.
And then it tore apart the relationship between her and Woody Harrelson. But this was featured in the film. Great song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of remember walking over to Clement Street. Do you remember there was that record store for a while where you could put on the headphones and listen?
Clement Street in San Francisco. We were both living in San Francisco.
Sorry.
At the time. Yeah, right.
In San Francisco. And we had moved to right into that neighborhood, and there was a record store for a while where they had listening stations, and you could ask them to put any CD on, they would, and you could listen to it. And I kind of think I was listening to this album, and I was going, this is a great album.
That was kind of fun. It was like a little listening booth. I think didn't they have a place in Berkeley that had the same sort of thing?
Probably.
I mean, maybe that was the way in which they could let people kind of try it out. Because honestly, CDs were expensive back then.
Yeah.
I mean, if you adjust it for inflation, the sale price was like $12.99, but they listed for like $18.99.
Yeah.
I guess if we did an inflation calculator today, in fact, maybe I'll do it like right now because I'm curious. All right, so I had to take a detour and go to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics to figure out if you paid $18.99 in January of 1992 and you adjusted for inflation today, the actual retail price in April 2026 or May 2026 is?
$45.79. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Yeah,
that's a lot of money. That's almost $50 for a CD.
So no wonder they let you try it out before you buy it. Because
they weren't cheap.
No, they were not. Getting back to the album.
Yeah.
What was the song that you liked?
The one I really liked was Cherish the Day.
That's a good one.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's got the Sade vibe.
It's got the vibe.
It's kind of a slow jam where you just add that extra can of garbanzo beans or maybe artichoke hearts. I don't know. What are you cooking? What are we cooking tonight?
Exactly. It's just got a good vibe. You might be sipping a glass of wine while you cook, or a mocktail.
Here's something interesting. I'm looking at the Apple Music descriptor on this, And it says, Sade's revelatory fourth album, Love Deluxe, is an exercise in pure immersion. See, that's kind of like how you were feeling about it. It was just this vibe that you just want to, you just kind of want to live in it for a while, you know?
Yeah. Really good.
That's a good song. Yeah. I think I like the No Ordinary Love a lot. I think that's a really good one.
Feel No Pain is a really good song, too.
Is that kind of an honorable mention, as it were?
That's my honorable mention. That's the one that I thought, would that be it? Would I change to this song? But no, I didn't.
But it comes on. You don't turn it. You don't skip it.
No, I like it. Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs on the album.
You know, they have these no-skip albums. I would say this is a no-skip album.
Yeah.
Because you can just leave it on, and every song is pretty solid on this one. Definitely. This is a pretty solid album.
Yeah, it is.
Excellently done. Oh, this one. Yeah.
People I'm going to say it doesn't have that Sade vibe, though. It's a good song. I like it, but...
No one can get a job in this song.
No.
I think we've all felt that before.
Yes. Hello, 2008.
Yeah, 2009. Rejection after rejection. My God. So that was Love Deluxe. Yeah. Man, we're just knocking these down.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. 1992 comes and goes, and now we're in the year 2000, the distant future. The year 2000. Lover's Rock comes out. It just seemed like at that time, Sade's music kind of bubbled up every now and then. It was like, oh, yeah, they're really good. Or... as most people think, she's really good.
Right.
Okay, right. So this one has the single By Your Side, which mm-hmm. got a lot of airplay. Mm-hmm. What's the one from this?
Julie's favorite is number 4, Somebody Already Broke My Heart.
Oh, okay. Let's check this one out and see.
It's got the vibe.
Yeah. I feel like Rick Beato here. A sharp major. Woo! Check that out. Man, as you can tell, I watch a lot of Rick Beato at home.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Julie. Endure that stuff. It's slower. I'd probably go back to By Your Side for me, because again, I mostly know the hits.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm not talking, you know.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it did really well, that song, By Your Side. It had a different vibe to it, but yeah, it's a good one. And then, because they've only had 6 albums, we get to their final one, Soldier of Love. This one comes out a decade later. Honestly, out of all their albums, this is probably my least favorite. I can't get into this album that much. I've listened to it a few times, and I'm all like, yeah, let me go back to some of the ones that I like the earlier ones. I think I can leave on and enjoy. But again, this is about you.
Well, I will say that I agree with you that there are quite a few songs that I feel, I could take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. If I were making a playlist of Sade songs for myself,
yeah,
I would save a few of them. I mean, I like Baby Father. I like Soldier of Love a lot. Mm-hmm. But my favorite is The Moon in the Sky.
The first one. The first track off this record. Yep. So. Oh, see? It's got that vibe. I think the guitar on there kind of like signals that this is, hey, folks, we're back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like her voice in this one.
Did they do something different? Or is she singing differently? Or
I don't know. She sounds a little raw in her throat to me.
Oh, it's not as silky.
Yeah.
There's a little rawness to it. Okay. I like this song. This is nice. Yeah,
really
it's a good song. Yeah.
Really good song. Originally, I thought my favorite was going to be Soldier of Love, but after several listens, I switched to this one.
it's got more going on musically than her than the previous albums. Again, going into Rick Beato mode, I'm hearing more instrumentation in the mix than some of the other ones, but I'm not going to call out like what note that's in because I don't even know. This is, you know, he's always. Why are we talking about Rick Beato? I don't know why.
I don't know why you're talking about Rick Beato.
Oh, I guess I'm trying to give a window into my YouTube viewing habits, which shouldn't surprise anybody at this point, right? Yeah. Okay, so as we come to this quick conclusion of Sade's short discography of only six albums since 1984 to 2010, any concluding thoughts about this little experiment I've asked you to participate in? What's your takeaway on this? What do you think?
I think if she were playing at a small club in San Francisco, I would really want to go. I mean, heck, she could play a big stadium too, but I just think I wouldn't mind seeing her in person. I wouldn't see the band in person because I just think it would be a chill kind of vibe and it would be great. But, and you know, I'm not as into live music as you are, so that says something that I'd be like, yeah, I want to go see that. But I don't think they're touring anytime soon.
Which is too bad because I would like to see them as well. I think it would be a good show. Yeah. Here's a question that I didn't ask you, I meant to, but I'm going to ask you now. Is there a song or album you'd play first to convert a skeptic or someone who's never really listened to Sade? Which album would you pick out of those six?
I think I would choose Love Deluxe. I think that's their strongest.
And would you just say put this on and leave it on?
Yeah. And I'd say, and come over and I'll cook you dinner.
Deal. When you throw food in there, of course. Yeah. Well, honey, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I hope you had fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Well, that was fun. Got to talk to my wife, Julie, about a band and a singer that means a lot to her. And I was thinking about some of the bands that were popular around the time that Sade made their debut in 84 in England, and then in 85 in the United States. ABC comes to mind, Spandau Ballet, Everything But the Girl, Simply Red, and then Roxy Music. But Roxy Music's final album, Avalon, an album that really influenced Sade's music. So you can really hear it in that period of time that there was a kind of sophistopop that was happening in the UK. And then later, bands like the Blue Nile, Lisa Stansfield, the artist Lisa Stansfield, Erykah Badu, Soul to Soul, Anita Baker, all of those had a kind of sophisticated quality, whether they moved more into the jazz side of things or kind of stayed within their lane of soul or neo-soul. It was all of a piece. And it is a kind of a genre that I think is always worth revisiting because it's really good and it does evoke a mood, whether it's relaxed, whether it's just feeling sophisticated, or just like, hey, this is really good music and I enjoy having it on. That's what it's all about, right? That's the whole project of Planet LP, is to try to talk about things that we feel passionate about. And I hope to continue to do that. In fact, the next few episodes, I'm going to kind of deviate more on the soulful side of music and less on the rock side, keeping with my whole mission of broadening my horizons a bit, or not keeping those blinders on so tightly sometimes. It's a great big world of music. We should explore it. And if you want to suggest a topic, please be my guest. You can always email me at ted@planetlp.com. And you can always follow Planet LP on Facebook and Instagram. And I think that's a wrap on this episode. We'll see you next time right here on the Planet LP podcast.